Blog Talk Radio.
I might give me a blank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it. Maurice went down to. Yeah, Maurice went down to turn it. I told you, it's colder up here than it was in the base.
Yeah.
I'm just here for.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord.
Thank God for
His goodness to us since we last met. And that was on Friday. We were here all week. Thank God for blessing us throughout last week, the Bible study week, and the blessing we received from the brethren and the word that God gave them to share with us. We thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God for all the saints who are able to be out this day and trusting others are on their way. You know, this morning was a little chillier than normal, but still, God is good. He's blessed. He's blessed, and He's still blessing. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and lift up the Lord today. That's His name, because He's worthy to be praised. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to Thee once again. We want to thank You for Your manifold blessings. We want to thank You for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank You, Lord God, for all of our dear brothers and sisters who are listening in on the radio broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, O Lord, a special prayer and blessing be upon them. We pray, Lord God, that You would remember those who may be still on their way to the house of the Lord and ask that You would bless them and hasten them along safely over the highways. Father God in heaven, we want to lift up our dear brother man in a special way, Lord God. We thank You for him and ask that You would bless our dear brother in every way he stands in need of, dear Father. We know, Lord God, if Brother Mans could, he would be here, dear Lord, but he's just physically not able. And so we just want to thank You and praise You on his behalf. We ask, O Lord, that You would bless. Normally he would ask out that we would remember the neighborhoods, Lord God, and remember, Lord God, his neighborhood in particular, Lord God. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that You would bless. Likewise, we would ask that we remember the sick and the homeless, dear Heavenly Father, those that are out on the street who may not have had a bed to lie on last night. And so, Lord, we lift them up to You, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that You can do all things but fail. Father God, this morning we want to thank You, Lord God, for Sister Carol being here, and thank You for all You've done for this dear sister and ask Your continued blessings upon her. Be with her, Lord God. Continue to be her guide in her direction, dear Heavenly Father, that she stands in need of this day. Remembering, likewise, Sister Regina, we thank You for her and ask Your blessings upon her. Continue, Lord God, to look down upon her with favor. We heard her cry out on last Lord's Day, dear Father, to remember her daughter. So remember Debbie, Lord God, we not only in body but in spirit too, Lord God. She needs You, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask that You would bless. Father God in heaven, we want to thank You, Lord God, for Sister Smith being in our midst and ask Your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, and ask that You would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Be her guide and her direction, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her family. She's concerned about her daughter, concerned about her sister and her granddaughters and her great-grands, Lord God, and their salvation, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, that You would honor our dear sister's request to Thee, dear Father. Likewise, we ask that You would remember, Lord God, we thank You for Sister Ferris Day and her family. Thank You, Lord God, for them going on vacation and coming back, Lord God. But remember them in body, spirit, mind, and soul. We understand they have COVID, Lord God, and one's worse than the other, dear Heavenly Baji is worse than the others, Lord God. And so we're just asking a special prayer and blessing be upon them. We pray, Lord God, that You would touch and heal them, dear Heavenly Father, to Your glory and to Your honor, dear Lord. Father God in heaven, we ask that You would remember our dear brother, Levester. Lord God, he's online this morning. We ask that You would bless him and be with him, Lord God. We miss seeing him in the service, but Lord God, we just thank You, Lord God, for this dear brother and ask Your continued blessings be upon him and his family. Remember his special request for his family members likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Concerned about his daughter and his daughters and his son, dear Heavenly Father, their soul and his grandchildren, Lord God. Father in heaven, we want to thank You, Lord God, for all that You have done. And thank You, Lord God, that Sister Sanders, Sister Teresa, and Sister Amy are safe down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. We thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. We pray, Lord God, that You would be with them too, Lord God, and not forgetting all those that are in Florida, dear Heavenly Father, especially in the St. Myers area, dear Florida, dear Father, where devastation, Lord God, on every hand, every corner, dear Heavenly Father. As Sister was sharing with us this morning, dear Father, some areas were so decimated, Lord God, they don't even know what was standing there. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, for souls, dear Father, and pray, Lord God, that as you're trying to wake up mankind, dear Heavenly Father, that they will see, dear Heavenly Father, the raft of God is coming, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless families, Lord God, that you supply their needs, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to remember, Lord God, family members that we have down in the on the coast, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, those in the Carolinas, dear Father. Remember all that are in these storms, dear Heavenly Father. We've seen your hand work. We've seen your hand divert storms, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for sparing the family there in Bermuda, Lord God, and other places, dear Father. Father, you are truly an almighty God, and we thank you for it. Ask that you would continue to bless their Heavenly Father in a mighty way. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember dear Heavenly Father, others that are online, dear Father, not forgetting Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon her. Pray, Lord God, that you would continue to touch her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're looking to see her out to the house of God one day, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, our children, dear Lord. They weren't with us today, Lord God, but we want to say a special prayer for them, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that little Olivia had surgery this past week, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would touch her, dear Heavenly Father. Heal her in her body. You've brought this child a mighty long way, and we thank you for it. And so we're just asking you to continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her brothers and sisters. Remember her mother and father, dear Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister India, little Infinity and Innocence, Lord God. We just want to thank you for Sister India, Lord God, and ask you to continue to bless her. We know, Lord God, she's at work, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God, we know she listens in, dear Lord, and so we just ask that you would bless her along with her little Infinity, Lord. We understand that she's been sick this past week, Lord God, and so we pray a special prayer and blessing upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Touch and heal her in her body, dear Lord, and remember Innocence, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Father, that household in every way it stands in need of. Father God, this morning we want to thank you for Sister June Webb, too, Lord God. It was good to see her, dear Father. Good to see her on Zoom, Lord God, this past week, Lord God, and listening in, dear Father. Good to hear, Lord God, her exhortation, Lord God, her testimony and her witness to what you've done for them, Lord God, and what you're doing, Lord God, and how, Lord God, she spreads the good news, dear Heavenly Father, and how, Lord God, she's teaching others about Jesus Christ. We thank you for that, and Lord, then we thank you for the good news we heard about her husband, Lord God, and how, Lord God, you blessed him, dear Lord, and so, Lord, we're looking, dear Father, soon, dear Father, to see Sister June back in the house of the Lord. And we're trusting, Lord God, that she'll be able to bring her husband along with her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for him, Lord God. And we would love to see him, Lord God, to give a testimony of your goodness to him, Lord God. Remember her daughters in a special way, Lord God, and her grandchildren alike, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you this morning for everything that you have done. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Lillian. We don't see her as of yet, Lord God, but we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with our dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she has been struggling, Lord God, some days with her health, dear Heavenly Father, and her strength, Lord God, but we know you're able to do all things but fail. And thank you for Sister Lillian. Thank you for her quiet and sweet spirit, Lord God, and ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you for her witness in her neighborhood, Lord God, and all those that she comes in contact with. We just ask that you would bless her in a mighty way. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, as we said, remember those who are on their way. Remember our loved ones who are coming across the highways, Lord God, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Father. Pray that you would bless them and bring them along, dear Father, safely. Remember our officer, Lord God, on the parking lot. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember him in his home, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to lift up our president and our Congress and our vice president and our judges, Lord God, and mayors and governors, dear Father, and police officers and sheriffs and highway patrolmen, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God, this morning, dear Father. We pray for their souls, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that many of them, Lord God, say God, family, and guns or God, family, and the Constitution, dear Father, but many of them, Lord God, don't know you, dear Heavenly Father, by the things that they're doing, how they're ruling, dear Father, and the laws that they're passing, but we pray for them, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you speak to hearts, speak to minds, dear Father, speak to souls, Lord God. Help them, Lord, to see all of this turmoil in the land, dear Father, and you go, God's going to move his hand. Help them to know that time is truly winding up. Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those we haven't seen in a while. We pray for Mike Dalton, Lord God. We pray for Brian Cunningham. We pray for Kiva Robinson, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Matthew Johnson, Lord God, Monty Johnson, Lord God. We haven't seen them, dear Father. We haven't been out to the house of God. And so we pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to hearts, speak to minds, dear Father. Help them to realize, Lord God, as you said in your word, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of such is. The more we see the day approaching, the Lord, we see that the day is approaching. We see that time is winding up. We see that we hear about the things that are going on, dear Father. Here, Sister Smith shared with me this morning of over 100 people were dead because of a stampede, Lord God. And, oh, we're just living in some perilous times, Lord God. Storms on one end, fires on another, dear Father. Catastrophic things happening all over our land, dear Father. Help mankind to wake up and see, dear Father, you are shaking, Lord God. You are shaking right now, dear Heavenly Father, letting people know that you're coming back, dear Heavenly Father. This life is not going to be forever, dear Father. So help them, Lord, to understand that, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Help us as the people of God to be about your business, dear Heavenly Father, doing your will each and every day, Lord God. As they were saying in our Sunday school lesson, Lord God, as we're studying about Pharaoh's dreams, dear Father, and studying about how Joseph, Lord God, you blessed him with the interpretation of it, Lord God, and how you shared within the lean years versus the years of plenty, dear Father. We're living in a country right now where many believe that they're in a time of plenty, dear Father, when they don't need you. But, Lord God, they're very lean, dear Lord, because as it was read in the Word of God in Amos, the 8th chapter and 11th verse, that we're in a time right now where we're in a famine, and that famine is for hearing the Word of God. And the famine is also for souls wanting to hear it and souls enduring, dear Father. But, Lord, help us, Lord God, as the people of God, to endure in these lean times, dear Father, in these times, Lord God, when we look out, dear Father, and we don't see, Lord God, many coming to the house of God, when we look out and only see folks coming because, Lord God, they've got a handout for something, Lord God. But help us, Lord God, to continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Help us to lay hold onto the eternal salvation where we've testified of. Father, we just know that you are able to do all things but fail. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and going to do on our behalf. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless even in the services later on, dear Father, as the word of God goes forth. I pray that you speak through these lips of clay, dear Heavenly Father. Give me what you would have me to give you. Give me a message, Lord God, but give me even more, dear Heavenly Father. It's up to your will, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us. And we ask that you would remember Sister Lawrenceine downstairs with the child that was here, dear Father, today, and ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father in every way that they stand in need of, remembering Brother Maurice and Brother Jackson, dear Father, and Brother Robert, Lord God, and remember his family too, Lord God. We've been lifting them up, Lord God, knowing that they're going through bereavement right now, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Comfort them in every way they stand in need of, Lord God. In heaven, we pray. Father, we just ask that you would bless each and every one, Lord God. We thank you for Brother, as we began this message, Lord, this prayer, Lord God. We didn't see Brother Reggie as of yet, but Lord God, we're trusting he's here, Lord God, and ask that you would bless him and be with him too. Father, you've been so good to us, and we can't thank you enough for all of your manifold blessings, Lord God. As Brother Maurice was bringing it out, Lord God, even in the Sunday school, you daily load of us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Yeah. Thank you for all your benefits toward us. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for all of your goodness, dear Heavenly Father, your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for how you have poured it out in abundance upon us, dear Heavenly Father. We can feel your love, dear Father. We can feel, Lord God, your goodness, dear Heavenly Father. When we look around and we think about all that you've done for us, not just in the material things, but even in the spiritual, Lord God, when we think about, Lord, last week, dear Father, how you fed us the whole week, Lord God, how we came,
yes,
dear Father,
Lord,
and set up on your word, dear Father, from Monday all the way through Friday, Lord God, and the brothers, Lord God, were bringing the word of God to us, Lord God, and we were eating good, dear Heavenly Father.
Oh,
you know, I know the world would say, you know, they have a slogan out there, eating good in the neighborhood, but we were eating good in the house of God last week, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to feed our souls, Lord God, as we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Help us in the name of Jesus to be all that you've called us out to be. We thank you for Sister Melita being in the media room, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Remember likewise Brother PJ, Lord God. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God. We know he was on vacation, but Lord, help him, Lord God, to be about your business, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to not, dear Father, look back, dear Father, but keep running on, dear Father. Dear Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this day, and we give your name the glory that's due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So we turn our worship to the Lord to page 74. Praise him, praise him. The blessed Redeemer. Amen, amen. Praise God. 74 in the worship of the Lord. Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing all earth his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sin he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Down his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrow. Wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, praise him. Ever in joyful song. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly Savior, reign it forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, praise him, ever in joyful song. Amen.
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 Truly he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Giving glory to God this morning. Thanking him for his excellent greatness.
Amen.
Amen. Glad to be in the house of God once again.
Amen.
To offer up our worship and our praise to God Almighty, who is our all in all. Amen. We give honor to our pastor this morning, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her. We thank God that she is a chosen vessel unto him to preach the word of God, amen, for the good of our souls. And we thank God that he has, again, poured out his blessings on us, that we're able to be here this morning. Glad to see Sister Holmes here this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We heard your voice all last week, but it's good to lay our eyes on you. Even in the Bible study, we thank God for your being present by phone in the Bible study, and God has blessed you to be here this morning, and we thank the Lord for that. Glad to see Brother Robert this morning, and we've been holding you and your family up in prayer, and in fact, Pastor Jenkins was mentioning you and your family even in the opening prayer that she prayed, and so glad to see you, and we're continuing to hold you in prayer. It's just good to be in the house of God this morning. Know that there are some who, as Pastor Jenkins prayed, we pray that they're on their way. Others unable to be here this morning, but we're here. We're glad to be here. Just thanking God for his blessings. And you know, Pastor Jenkins, she prayed and thanking God for what he has done for Sister Webb and her husband. We thank God for the good report that Brother Byron gave on last week. We know that God is still on his throne and he's still working all things out to our good because we walk before him in truth and in obedience. And so we just good to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Our responsive reading is as it was on last Lord's Day. Amen. Because we know that the Lord, the Spirit of God, has more to tell us from his word. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Amen. Amen. We know that we want to be on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
That will happen through obedience to his word and to his spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And we will read, since there are two verses, we'll read these all together. Verse 16, together. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when we hear people say, well, you know, no one's perfect, only Jesus was perfect, but according to the word of God, scripture is given that the man of God may be perfect. Mm-hmm. That's meaning all who call upon the name of the Lord, amen, all those who are saved, the ransomed of the Lord, amen. It's God's will that we be perfect. Amen. Well, at this time, we are thankful for the word of God. We're also thankful that he's given us the strength to come together once again, knowing, and doubtless we wouldn't be here if he hadn't answered our prayers. Our prayer was to be able to come to the house of God, that he would bless us, that he would keep us, even from last night as we lay down on our beds, that he would keep us and allow us to rise today, to come out to the house of God. And he has answered our prayers because we are here.
So we know that he is a prayer answering God. So we'll ask if there are any special requests for prayer at this time, at this season of prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Brother Robert. Amen. 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 Again, Brother Robert said that he remembered the Busby family much in prayer, and the arrangements have been made for Larry Busby, Sister Rose's brother. It will be October the 12th at D.O. Whitaker Funeral Home from 9 until 10 a.m. Amen. Thank you. Brother Ember will also continue to remember the Williams family as well. Amen. Not only the Busby family, the Williams family as well. You and your companion and your children. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes thanks the Lord for allowing her to be in the service this morning to hear his precious word.
Sister Blake, I too, like, I just want to thank the Lord for being here, and excuse me sitting here, but you know, my foot, so I'm going to try to, so I can stand. But remember, Sister Webb just said, remember the family, and she said her husband had a little setback. He has a deep cold that's come upon him, so remember him much in prayer, and her goal is to be able to be out, Lord willing, next Sunday to the house of the Lord. So she said, remember them much in prayer.
Amen.
And likewise, let's continue to remember all those down in Florida and remember the souls that we haven't seen in a while. Just remember them much in prayer. And thank the Lord, Sister Avery's on.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Are there other requests?
To thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done for me. Thank him for this past week and the eating of his word, and just truly thankful and all that he's done for me. And thanks for the prayers on last Sunday. Some knew, some didn't know. My dog and I got squirted by a skunk Sunday morning. So he was a mess. I was a mess trying to get us both cleaned up. My house downstairs has the smell in it. And so still working, trying to get all that out. So the Lord is truly blessed, though. Sister Jenkins said she couldn't smell anything on me when I got in here, but I could smell it because it was still up in my nostrils and everything. So I just truly thank the Lord. So just remember us much in prayer. I continue to work to get that out of my home. And so I'm real cautious now. Before I let him out, I'm peeking and looking to see whether anything is outside. So just remember us. God is good. He created those animals, too. So that's what the Lord showed me, because I was fussing it. I'll tell you, I was like, no, because you know, I'm getting ready for church. And so I was just full of it. So, but the Lord just reminded me, he says, I created him too. And I said, yes, Lord, you did. And so I settled it there, but just remember us in prayer, please.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. You know, this is a pressing way.
Yes, it is.
And then sometimes, you know, you don't know what you're going to have to press against.
Amen.
to get here, but praise God, thank God. Our dear sister, she kept showering and washing hair and everything to get herself ready, and she still came last Lord's Day, and some weren't even aware of it, had no idea. So we thank God that's diligence in pressing your way to be in the house of God. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Remember, brother.
Yes, remember Brother Levester. He has a car battery problem, so remember him in prayer. Sister Melita.
Good morning.
Amen. Yeah. So we remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. The Lord has touched her. The COVID is gone. So remember her. Remember her. The Lord will bless her. Give her the strength to go through her therapy. Amen. Amen. Remember all of those who are on our prayer list. We know that we've been lifting many up in prayer. We must remember those who are unsaved, those who are not giving heed, even to their own souls. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Sister Avery. Yes.
And I'm praying for recovery. But I'd just like to thank the Lord that I got up this morning and that I was able to hear the word of God and to praise him with y'all. And I'd just like to thank the Lord Jesus for that, that he got me up and he's enabling me to hear the word of God.
Amen. Praise our God. Praise our
Amen.
God. Amen. Remember our pastor. The Lord will touch her body, give her the strength to stand. Will touch her foot that she's afflicted with. Just give her relief.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Carol. Amen.
Remember my family. I haven't called Lord God yet. President.
Yes. Amen. 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 Sister Carol's request, be giving glory to God for Bible study on last week, and remember her family in North Carolina. She be called Lord's will. She be calling and checking on them, see how they're doing. Also her brother and his wife as well, and just her whole family. Yeah. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Sister Blake, when you were Sister Lillian, I haven't seen her there.
Yes. Amen. Sister Lillian. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here today, and thank God for all that's said and done. Thank you. Carried us through as a family of God.
Amen.
And I thank you for your prayers, and as it was said throughout, Thursday of past week, that Lord truly blessed in my life to give a good report on what I had afflicted a few years ago. So thank the Lord for that, as well as remember my wife's family down in Florida, men and down in Florida,
yes.
Those that we happen to have contact with that are. Now
yes.
You know, rebuild things back in place. Restore stuff. So keep them in your prayers.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Byron's request. Yes. And we give glory to God for his touch on Brother Byron. God.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Amen. And how God even uses Brother Byron to encourage others who have received similar diagnoses, and that perhaps that will help their faith, help them to look to God for not only for healing of the body, but also for the soul as well. And remember his family members in Florida and all who are in Florida. As I was talking with Pastor Jenkins this morning, and they were saying in some places that things were so obliterated that there isn't even debris there. They don't know where the buildings and houses and things and where houses and things and buildings used to stand. It not only tore it up, but the debris is even gone. And that's the power of Almighty God. So let us pray for those who have need, the people there. And, you know, not only there, it hit Puerto Rico and Cuba and those places as well. And there are people that don't have water to drink, don't have a place to stay. So just lift them up in prayer. And that is true in Florida as well. The drinking water is in some areas, they don't have it. They need a touch from God in many ways. And so just remember them much in prayer. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
To have a sheet inside your bulletin, paste them and sell them.
I called the man on Friday. He said, "Sing him a song."
A man.
Pardon. I don't know if it was
5 or 4. Praise God.
Ask and it shall be given to brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart, all broken and weak. Come, he will hear. Answer your call. Hasten and tell him, why do you tarry? Open your heart while Jesus is near. Bring him the burden you cannot carry. Tell him with courage, nothing to fear. Hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind. Hasten and tell him, peace you will find. 3 and 4. Hasten and tell what tongue cannot utter. Groaning and dying, loaded with care, bruised and doubting you falter, tell him he weighs your burdens to bear. Hasten and tell him every affliction, tell him each pain and sorrow. Here is the word, all power is given, though I am with you, never to part. Hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting
praise our God. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Shall we be agreed in prayer before the throne of God? Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
Lord, even as the song poet says, here is the word, all power is given. We come to you, dear God, because we know, Lord, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for being a God of power. We thank you, dear Father, for being a God of love. And Lord, through the power of your love, you sent your son to die on a cruel cross that we might be saved from sin and evil. Lord, that we might be saved from self, dear God, that we might be saved from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life.
Praise
Lord, we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, only your power was able to deliver us, dear God.
Praise
Lord, make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, dear God, for manifesting your power in us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God, to direct our path. We pray, Lord, that we would live for you in the power of the Spirit, dear God.
Yes.
And, Lord, everything that we say or do, Lord, would exalt your most holy name. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together, Lord, this day to worship you in the beauty of holiness. And we pray, dear God, that you would get the glory, dear God, for everything that is said and done this day. Lord, that our very presence here, dear God, would be to your glory and to your honor. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each request, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, you know, Lord, the things that we stand in need of. And we know, Lord, that you are fully able, dear God, to grant, dear Father, and supply our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we're praying this day, dear God, that you'd remember the bereaved families, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort, Lord, as no man can comfort, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the Busby family, Lord, and the Williams family in a special way, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort them, dear God. Lord, we prayed, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Busby in a very special way, dear God. Lord, that you would pour out your strength upon her, dear God. Lord, Father, even as she faces this loss of her son, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would hold her up, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all of his siblings, dear God. Father, remember, Lord, Sister Rose, remember Kathy, remember, Lord, Floyd, dear God, and Lloyd, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort that family in a special way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear Father, Lord, to look to you, dear God. For, Lord, it is not in them, dear God, to comfort themselves, dear God. But, Lord, you are the God of all comfort. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with them and help them, dear God. Lord, the families, dear God, who lost loved ones, Lord, in the storm, in the hurricane in Florida, Lord, and in South Carolina, dear God. And, Lord, all of those, dear God, who lost loved ones, and Lord, or those, Lord, who have loved ones who are missing and they don't know, dear God, what has become of them. Lord, we pray, dear God, your comfort, dear Father, upon those families. Likewise, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help those, dear God, who are injured, those who are suffering, dear God, because of the loss, dear Father, losses that they suffered, dear Father, because of the hurricane. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, to consider, Lord, the one who is the master of the storms. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and help them to know, dear God, that this storm that came through, Lord, that they could do nothing about, dear God. The only thing they could do was to try to shelter, to try to hide themselves from the effect of the storm. Help them to know, dear God, that it's your hand, dear God, that they have witnessed. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would cause them to think on their souls. Lord, Father, that for those, Lord, whose lives that you spared, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help them to know, dear God, that their life was spared because of your mercy. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, to seek you, dear God, even unto the saving of their souls, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, dear God, those, Father, who have heard your word, Father, who have heard the truth of your word preached, dear God, and, Lord, who have turned away from you, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, for those, Lord, that we have not seen here in the house of God, Lord, for weeks and months, dear God, and in some cases for years, dear Father. And, Lord, they know, dear God, that your word is being preached, dear God, that your word that goes forth, dear God, from this pulpit is truth, dear Father. And yet, dear God, they have not seen the urgency in their souls, dear God, to come to the house of God, to meet together with the saints, dear Father. Lord, Father, for those, Lord, who are claiming salvation, dear God, but, Lord, can't see their way clear to come to the house of God and fellowship with the saints, dear God, how will they ever be able to fellowship around your throne, dear God, if they can't fellowship here, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would stir them up, dear God.
Amen.
Father, help them to know, dear God, that, Lord, it behooves them to fulfill all righteousness, dear God. And we know, Lord, that your word says, Lord, that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. The word even spoke to as the manner of some is. Lord, we don't want to be in that some, dear God. Father, we want to be your children indeed, dear God. Lord, we want to walk, dear Father, in the light of your word. We want to be your children indeed and in truth. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for the souls of those who have become slothful, dear God. Lord, who, Father, have fallen away, dear God. Those who have become lukewarm, dear Father. Lord, we're praying for them, dear God. If perhaps, dear God, Lord, this slothfulness might be forgiven of them, Lord, but we know, Lord, they're going to have to come to you, dear God, and repent, dear God. Lord, and in some cases, do their first works over, dear God, Lord, so that you will receive them. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that they will not continue, Lord, on in this slack, lukewarm condition, but, Lord, they will come running to thee, dear God, and ask to be restored, ask to have their pilot light relit, dear God, Lord, that they might be on fire for thee. Lord, that they might have fervent love for thee, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that's the only way, dear God, that you're going to accept us, Lord, at the day of judgment. Lord, we don't want to hear you say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And yet we know, dear God, that a lukewarm condition is not acceptable in your sight. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you're going to stir, Lord, in those, dear God, Lord, who have become lackadaisical, dear God, even in their salvation, dear God.
Yeah.
For we know, Lord, there's no such thing, dear God, as a lazy spirit. We can't have a lazy spiritual condition, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will not accept that. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just continue to bless. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes being here, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, for being able to give her testimony, dear God, that, Lord, you have been good to her. And you have allowed her, dear Father, to be in the house of God this day. And we give you glory, dear God, even as she does. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Elizabeth Avery, dear God, being on the phone, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for what you have already done for her, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for, Lord, bringing her, dear God, together with us and us together with her, dear God. And we give you glory. And we pray, dear God, your touch upon her body, dear Father. Lord, we heard her, Lord, dear God, giving glory when another request was given about one who had COVID, and Lord, you touched them, dear God, and healed them. And Lord, we heard Sister Amy, Lord, saying amen. And so, Lord, what you have done for that one, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to do for her likewise, dear God. And so we pray, dear God, that you would pour out a blessing, dear God, upon her soul, body, mind, and spirit, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would be able, dear God, Lord, to get the full blessing, dear God, even from being on the phone in this service, dear God, and Lord, and that your word would minister, dear God, even unto her, dear God, even, Lord, as the Bible study did on on last week, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her. We pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her. Lord, we look forward, Lord, to the day and the time, dear God. Lord, by your touch, Lord, she'll be able, Lord, to come out, Lord, and worship, dear God, in our presence, Lord, and we'll be able to be in her presence in the house of God. Be with her. Bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, dear God, for what you've done for our dear brother Byron, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. We know, dear God, there is no disease. There is no infirmity, dear God, Lord, that can resist your mighty power. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for our dear brother. And, Lord, how he is, Lord, giving you the glory and has been giving you the glory. Lord, even as he was going through it, dear God, he was still lifting you up, dear God, and giving you the glory. He was still waiting on you, dear God, Lord, to do, Lord, what was necessary, Lord, in his body. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And, Lord, how he continues to serve you, Lord, with all the strength and all the might, Lord, that you give to him. And we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to just bless him, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing, dear God, and their family, dear God, down in Florida, dear Father. And, Lord, how you spare their lives, dear God. And we give you the glory for that, dear Father. For, Lord, we know it did not have to be. But, Lord, you saw fit to answer our prayers. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would cause those family members, Lord, to realize also, dear God, that it was only, Lord, by your mercies, Lord, that they were not consumed. Your compassions did not fail, dear God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is our God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear Father, to help them, dear God. Lord, help them to know, dear God, that the storm went by them this time, dear God. Lord, that tomorrow's not promised. So we pray, dear God, that they would look to you, Lord, in prayer, dear God. Lord, that they would give you thanks and praise and glory, dear God, for what you have done on their behalf. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to bless. Remember Sister Carol in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. We thank you for her, dear God. And Lord, even as she gave you glory for, Lord, for the strength that you gave her, Lord, to come out every day of the Bible study. And we thank you for that too, Lord. Lord, even at, Lord, how she led it, there are songs, Lord, that she led us in singing, dear God, to your glory. Lord, even in the Bible study, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done for her. Remember her family in a very special way, dear God. Lord, even as she has made requests, dear God. Lord, remember the request that Sister Melita brought, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear Father. We pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her, dear God. Lord, remember her brother-in-law, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for those, dear God, in Georgia, dear God, who were not touched by the storm, those in Macon, dear God, even Madeline in Atlanta, dear Father. Lord, those who, Lord, you saw fit to bless, dear God, and spare from the storm. We thank you, dear God, for touching Sister Ruth, dear God, and pray, Father, you continue to be with her, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for healing her, dear God, of the COVID. Be with her, dear God, even as she goes to therapy, dear
Amen.
Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue to lift her up. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Smith this day, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, there are some requests that we're forgetting, but, Lord, we pray, dear God, remember Sister Webb, dear God, and we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for her and her family. Remember her companion, dear God. Lord, you brought him this far, dear God, and touching his heart, dear Father. Lord, he has a heavy cold, dear God, but Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to touch even there, dear God. Lord, because, again, there's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon him, dear God. Be with him, dear God. Bless the Lord. If it be your will, dear God, we pray, dear God, that Sister Webb would be able, Lord, to be here on next Lord's Day. Lord, we're making that, Lord, just a prayer, dear God, a standing prayer, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord. Remember Sister Millicent, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and are doing, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that, Lord, she's going to give you the glory and praise for it all. We thank you, dear God. Lord, remember Brother Lebester, dear God. And Lord, we know, Lord, you're able, Lord, to bless him, dear God, even, dear Father, in the repair of his automobile, dear God. Lord, in the meantime, bless him, be with him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you would put in requests, dear Father, for his family, for his children, his grandchildren, dear God. And so we're praying, dear Father, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon our pastor, Lord. Remember Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would give her, Lord, healing of her body, Lord, where it's required. Pray, Lord, that you would just touch, Lord, as she continues to press her way, dear God. Lord, to be faithful, dear God, to the charge, Lord, that you have given to her to preach the gospel, dear God. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her the strength to do that, dear God, that you have given for her to do, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, she's going to give you the glory, dear God. We know, Lord, you'll persevere even through the pain, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, whatever it might be, dear God. Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would, Lord, give her relief, dear Father, and help her, Lord, to be able to stand to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Now have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service, dear God. Those, dear Father, that we've forgotten to pray for, Lord, you know all about them, dear God. Remember Sister Lillian, dear God. We've not seen her, dear God, for the past few weeks, and dear God, we pray, Father, that you, Lord, touch her, dear God, be her supply, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Just continue to have your way, dear God. And make us a blessing, and truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Before you two, with the morning offering, this is the first Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for benevolence.
Amen.
And we may place our offerings for benevolence in the center plate as we file by, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. No choir today. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided. We know, Lord, that we have nothing. We can do nothing,
Amen.
Lord. Without you. And so, Lord, we give you glory and we thank you, Lord, for that you have provided for us. And we count it truly, Lord, a privilege, dear God, to be a cheerful giver in the house of God. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of bringing in our tithes and offerings, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would receive them, dear Father, and that you would give wisdom, Lord, for their use. Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can. And, Lord, that you would just be glorified in all things. Have your way, Lord, in the life of each gift and giver. If we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his graces? How are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robe be white, clear and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your souls be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, or be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his great desire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, or be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Shall we stand?
Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for the blood that was shed for us. Mm-hmm. We thank you, dear God, that we can be washed in the blood of the Lamb and have our souls forgiven. We can have our sins washed away.
Amen.
Lord, we can be your children, dear God, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And then we can serve the King.
Amen.
Praise our God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that it came through your word.
Amen.
Our faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint this hour of the service for the hearing of the word of God, for the preaching of the word of God. We pray, dear Father, that you would have your way, dear God. Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would empower, dear God, Pastor Jenkins, that she would be able to preach the word of God with boldness. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch our hearts, dear God, to receive your word, dear God. Lord, that you would, Lord, even deepen our hearts, dear God. Lord, so that we would be able to receive more and more and more of your word, dear God, until your word, dear Father, is just overflowing in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, help us, dear God, to obey your eternal word, dear God, all of it that is preached, dear Father. Lord, we ask, dear God, that you would anoint, dear God, that your spirit would have his way and strengthen Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to stand and proclaim your word, dear God. Lord, we ask, dear God, your touch upon her body. Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch, dear Father, upon her heart, dear God, as she pours it out, dear Father, in obedience to your word. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way for everything that is said and done. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God to see Brother Robert. Sister said we've been praying for your family, knowing what you're going through right now. We thank God for you, and we will continue to hold each and every one up in prayer. We've sat in the seat that you're in right now. So we know how it feels. We thank God likewise. We have on the phone Sister Avery, and thank God for her. And ask God to continue to bless her. And thank God for seeing Sister Holmes out. And just thank God for all the saints. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. I thank God even on last week, I was able to be in the service all week and be able to get off a little early because Brother DeAndre's training was not last week. See how God works things out? We had already had this scheduled, and Brother DeAndre didn't got his promotion, and now he's in training. You know, he knew he's been promoted for a while, but he's back in his training, and he's been in Atlanta and then in other places. But last week, God allowed him to be here in Ohio. Amen?
Yeah.
That's how good God is. Amen. Wanted me to be here. Amen. I thank God for each and every one that's here today and for your prayers for me. Trust in the Lord with this foot of mine, but God's going to bring it through. Amen. He's brought me this far by faith. I'm going to continue to lean on him. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 16 through 17. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. And a writing instrument to write down the scriptures. You know, sometimes we get going a little fast, but we want to get all the word of God that we can in. We're in the time right now where many are not seeking after the Lord, but we want to do all we can to make sure we can make it in. Amen? As our brother always tells us, not always getting ready, but let us be ready. Be ready. Amen. I'd like to go to Revelation, the second chapter. In verse 10, I do want to say I truly thank the Lord for this past week of Bible study.
Amen.
And I know your soul as well as my soul was blessed by the word of God and all of the in-depth study of materials that our dear Brother Levester and Brother Maurice brought forth. You know, oftentimes, as Sister June Webb says, I receive my portion and more, and I believe I receive my portion and more, too. Amen? The Lord truly blessed both our dear brethren with the exhortation of his word. And I say I thank you, brethren, for taking your salvation seriously enough and thinking seriously enough about the saints here in this congregation that you studied so that you could feed us the word of God.
And you have my prayers as you prepare for, Lord willing, 2023. Amen. Spring. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Revelations 2, verse 10, and we're going to read part of that scripture there. Lord bless. Amen. Revelations 2, verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Well, last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about mammon and the sermonette that the Lord had given to Sister Carol on the prior Wednesday night entitled The Heart, The Issues of Life. And just a little recap, as we stated, mammon is a spirit that wants our trust, that wants our devotion and our obedience in what life has to offer us in place of what God is offering to us. You see, when we trust and obey the spirit of mammon, we are not trusting and obeying the voice of God. Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You see, the spirit of mammon has one main goal, and that is to lure us away from trusting God and to cause us to look at other things as our true source. But you see, God is the only source of true blessings for his people. The hope of our eternal home in heaven has already been promised to you and I in the Word of God. You see, mammon does not want us trusting God with our lives. Mammon constantly whispers, God won't supply or God won't provide what you need. And all you need to do is go on your own because you are your own individual. We are told these words in Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? Then praise the Lord for all of his benefits to you. The psalmist said in the 68th division of Psalms, verse 19, these words. He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Our God is daily supplying our needs, and I've found that to be so. He does not leave his people lacking in any areas of our lives. You see, when God called us to be his church, he expects us to give our whole heart to him. We are called to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and all the things that we need, our God will supply. So let us not exchange our spiritual calling for something that's temporary and physical in this life, but let us do our best. As Paul told the Philippian believers in the 3rd chapter, verse 13, he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You see, this past week in our morning message series, we had a subject, slow and steady. Praise our God. You know, saints of God, we've got to be slow and steady in the Lord. And slow and steady don't mean that we're slow on doing the things of God, but it means that we've got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. We got to eat all of God's words. We got to get into the Word of God and begin to eat. If we have to go back to Genesis all the way to Revelation, we've got to be slow in the Lord and allow us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Our dear brother Lebester all the time tells us, it takes time to be holy, and I found that to be so. You see, the Spirit had us coming out of Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11, and also Matthew 24, verse 13. We merge those scriptures together where it says the race is not to the swift, but he that shall endure. In the morning message series, we talked about distractions. We talked that we used the old children's fairy tale of the hare and the tortoise. And I know many of us know it from when we were children growing up. how the hare just knew he could beat the tortoise. And so he stopped off to eat some carrots. He stopped off to nibble on some cabbage. And he ultimately laid down for a little nap, all the while the hare trotted on to the finish line and won the race that he was not expected to win. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Saints of God, the moral of the story and the spiritual aspect that God wants you and I to see is that we, as the psalmist says in the 63rd division of Psalm, verse 8, and I know brother used this scripture when we were on the parking lot for our Saturday morning when he said, follow hard after the Lord, knowing that his right hand is what is up holding you and I. How many of us are following hard unto the Lord? How many are doing as brother preached? What is a follower? What is the duty of a follower? Oh, we were instructed through the Holy Spirit that day that the duty of a follower is to follow hard after the Lord. Are you doing that? Praise our God. You see, God has given us his best. And we've got to give our best to the master. God doesn't want us looking back at the world and wanting to desire to go back out into the world. But he wants us to keep on the firing line and keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. You see, looking back indicates a lack of commitment to God. Oh, saints of God, I know that it seems like this world has a lot out there to offer. But when you begin to look at all the turmoil in our world today, you can say, thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Praise God. Do you thank God for being free? You see, it's the devil's business to get us to regret answering God's call upon our lives. Oh, just think back to the Garden of Eden. Think about how he presented to the woman through deception that God was holding back something from them by not allowing them to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You see, that's the devil's job, to lure us away by making sin look attractive. How many know what I'm talking about? Right. Oh, but there is nothing attractive about sin whatsoever. You see, in our church announcement last Lord's Day, under the thought for today, it said something similar to these words. It says sin can be an attractive bait, but there is always a hook. Oh, Satan always strives to render sin as appealing. He has even presented it as even being beautiful. You know what I'm talking about, saints of God? We see it every day. It is luring away people. Look at how Satan makes smoking attractive. Now he's got them out, mankind out there, huffing and puffing on little cigarettes or little vapors and making big old smoke come all out. There's a lot of things that Satan is doing. He has attractive on drinking. Now instead of going out and getting a big can of hard liquor, all you got to do is go get a little cooler and you can drink this little cooler. Then Satan has another attraction. He makes all these stars and he's allowing them to use stars to do all of these commercials now. And many of them are attracting young people to go into these various vices. And young people are going in and soaking up all of this sin. And many of them have so much sin in their lives that many of them think the only out that they have is to commit suicide. You know what I'm talking about, saints? We've heard many in saints have got brought prayer requests in. We heard Elder Smith say to us that a young man in his congregation, his brother, had just committed suicide. That's the time in which we are living. Why? Because the enemy has them out there drinking iniquity as water, and now they turn around and they can't handle the things that are going on, and the only out that the devil proposes to them is for them to commit suicide, and many of them are gone into eternity, lost and undone. And then you have a minister come along and say, well, God needed an angel, so God took him. Not so.
God didn't need it. God is not desperate, because it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all come to repentance. God is looking for souls that come to him, and he's not looking for them to come to him through suicide. My, my, my. You see, Satan often casts a spell to hide the ugliness of sin and to distract us from the presence of the hook. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You see, in our day and time, he is using freedom. He's using First and Second Amendment rights. Just look at the argument that is going on right now about abortion. You see, abortion to many is not the killing of a baby. No, it's their reproductive choice, or their reproductive freedom, or their reproductive right. The enemy is using these sinful acts in a way of camouflaging it as something that is good. You see, in this case, the devil is using that the overturning of Roe v. Wade as a huge blow to women's human rights. Oh, saints of God, we've got to see it as it is. You've seen the lead out in the news. But many fail to realize that abortion is against God.
Amen.
In God, there is no women or men's rights. But what saith the Lord? My, my, my. Oh, saints of God, we've got to tell the world like it is. Because the world, our world is dying before us right now. You see, the devil is using the same trickery he used in the Garden of Eden, that disguising them in the language of tolerance and acceptance. That is what the word of God tells us in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. He said, there is no new thing under the sun. Do we believe the word?
Yeah.
Oh, there was nothing back there. The things that happened back there are happening today, right now. This is one of the reasons why I had to make, saints of God, the conscious decision to leave my job. They were beginning on my job to teach. You know, I was a human resources administrator. They were getting on our job to teach inclusion, acceptance, and tolerance of the LGBT community. But as a minister of the Lord, I had to take a stand for what I believed in.
Amen.
And my job was clashing with my belief. Therefore, I had to move on in the Lord. Oh, yes, God is good. Oh, he supplied all my needs. He knows my heart. He knows that I have settled it once and for all, that live or die, I am the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I'm not looking to go back, saints of God. And I know you're not looking to go back. No matter what happens to me, I know God will care for me. I know God will take care of me. He has promised me that in his word. He has said he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And oftentimes in the word of God, saints of God, we have quoted the 37th division of Psalms, verse 25, where David said in that psalm, I was once young and now am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Can you say amen to the word of God? Can you say amen that you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread? Why? Because he told us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? When you sought out the kingdom of God, God said, all those things, all those cares of life, all the things that you need, I will supply your needs according to my riches in Christ Jesus, and my God has supplied. Oh, and then David in the psalm, he told us in that 23rd division of Psalms, he let us know the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise our God. Oh, God doesn't have his people wanting. His people aren't in need as the world is. Why? Because God has supplied it all. God has taken care of all that we stand in need of. You may look at me and say, well, Sister Renee, I've been waiting for God to send this. Oh, just keep waiting on the Lord. Praise our God. Oftentimes there are times that God doesn't want us to have something. We've got to wait on God and allow God to do what God has said in his word. Oh, we're living in a time right now where we have ATM machines. And our world has got us so used to having things in a nanosecond. Our world is get out of so used that we can get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and run down to the ATM machine and go down and get money out all hours of the day. Oh, our God is awake all hours of the day. Yes, and our God can supply all hours of the day. However, there are times when our God wants us to wait on him, to wait on God to supply our needs, to wait on God to allow things to come to fruition. He doesn't want us to be running after this world and all those things that are going on, but God wants you and I to wait on him. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm to the point now, I'm getting a little tired of waiting. But I say, wait on the Lord. Don't allow the devil or anyone else to tell you that you need to run ahead of the Almighty God, because when you run ahead of God, you're going to find out that you have lost out on Almighty God, that God had something bigger, that God may have had something better. He may have had something in the works for you, and he had something else that was coming along, but you have just ruined it because you couldn't wait on the Lord. Let us wait on God. Allow him to renew our strength in him, and he is able to do that. I found that to be so.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, he has supplied our needs, and he's done it in a way, saints of God, sometimes, as he told us in the word of God, he would pour us out a blessing that we may not be able to receive. And I found that to be so. But we've got to be fully convinced in our walk, saints, that the best way to live this life is doing God's will and God's purpose. Another scripture Brother Byron used on that Saturday was found in Numbers, the 14th chapter. Oh, I know you Bible students know the story quite well. You know the word of God. You know, back in that time, in chapter 13 of Numbers, God had Moses to choose 12 men out of the 12 tribes of Israel. He wanted them to spy out the land, the promised land. Of the 12 men, only two, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a good report. I asked you to read those two chapters in your leisure. You see, in chapter 14 of Numbers, we are told these words, because all those men which had seen my glory, I'm reading from verse 24 of Numbers 14. He said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. Oh, let me go back. Excuse me. I'm reading from verse 22. He said, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times. You see, saints of God, how many of us have seen miracles, God? How many of us have seen God work in ways that we didn't think God would be able to work? But we stepped back and we said, well, I'm going to see if God will work it out. Well, we've got testimonies right here in this congregation where our God worked. Our God, when the doctors were saying you only had such a little time to live, our God came back and our God showed something differently. Amen? Because we're sitting here looking at a dear brother whom the doctors had told him, I believe one time he said when he had the mask on his brain, the doctor said he wouldn't make it throughout the week, but didn't tell him, but told him later on. But look what our God did. Our brother is sitting here. Look at our dear Sister Smith. We've gone there before where Sister Smith was sick in the hospital. Sister Smith had cancer. But look where God has her today, sitting in the house of God. Praise our God. That's the God I serve. Amen. Praise our God. He's able. He's able to bring us through all situations. Oh, I remember one Sunday morning, we came into the house of God. And we know Sister was dealing with her eyes. And we walked in one Sunday, her eyes were bloodshot red. But Sister still came to the house of God, and I'm glad she did. Oh, she came in, and we sat downstairs, and we could see it in her eyes, but she sat there, oh, stood going through the word of God. She was using every helper that she could have. She had a little light so she can have, so she can read. But she was here in the house of God. And then the next Lord's Day, when we came in on that Tuesday for prayer meeting, and then on the next Lord's Day, she came back. Her eyes were clear. Praise God. Praise God. You see, Sister could have stayed home. And she could have been right there at home, and Brother Maurice could have came in and said, well, sister's eyes are red this morning. She decided to stay home. But no, she came. And so we could see the work of Almighty God from the prayers of the righteous going up on her behalf. And sister could praise God right along with us. How many know what I'm talking about? That's how good our God is. Praise God. Oh, yes, he's able. He's able to bring us through. But he went on to say there in this verse, this 22nd verse of Numbers 14, he said, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened unto my voice, he said, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. Thanks to we have another spirit with us. And he has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land wherein too he went, and his seed shall possess it. Praise our God. Oh, God's glory in Christ Jesus come from us, seeking God's kingdom. Seeking out the will of Almighty God and all of his righteousness and all the things that we need. We are told they shall be added unto you and I. But the spirit of mammon tells us what God is not, that God is not true, and that we need to focus our money and on other things. We need to put our money on the stock market. You need to put your money here. You need to do this. But let us remember we serve a God, we are told in Numbers 23, verse 19, that is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise our God. God is our source for everything we need, saints. He's our source for everything we need in the natural. And our source for everything we definitely need in the spiritual. And when he says he will provide, I found that to be so. You see, all of this comes when we have a renewed mind to the things of God. We can trust that God is not a liar. And there's no need to worry about our basic needs in this life, because they will be met. Turn with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter. You see, this is why Jesus said in this 6th chapter of Matthew, for us to lay up for ourselves. He told us what to lay up. Let me read what the word of God said. Amen. He says in verse 19, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. See, we can't put all of our stock in these things we have on this earth. We can't put all of our stock in our homes. And in our cars, you can drive down a roadway and somebody hit your car and total it. This young lady that's across the street from the church, her car was just parked in front of her house and someone ran right into it. You think about all those folks down in Florida. This is not making fun or light of anything. There's a tragedy that's going on down there. But you think about all the things that they had. They were showing those big old yachts and boats and various things where they were just picked up and moved down the street. Many of them were moved and squeezed right in between apartment buildings where stuff used to stand. Oh, I was looking at the news, thanks of God, and looking at all the devastation in the land down there, looking at all the things that had taken place. God is moving his hand. God is speaking, saints of God. God is trying to get man to turn from his wicked ways and turn to Almighty God. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how do you know it? Because the word of God tells me so. The word of God tells me that there is going to be distress of nations. There's going to be perplexity. The seas and the waves are going to roar, and man's heart is going to fail them for fear for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Are we not seeing that right now? He said, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming back. No, we don't know the day nor the hour, but let us be ready to go when he comes back. Let us not lay up treasures for ourselves upon this earth, but let us do what verse 20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust does corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Amen. Praise our God. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is our heart on the things of God, or is our heart on the things of this old world? My, my, my. Amen. Let us turn our eyes upon Jesus. Let us look full in his wonderful face and allow the things of the earth to grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise our God. Sister Fran, two Wednesday nights ago, she brought up during our Wednesday night Bible study about the lack of believers living according to the word of God and how the lives of many who profess to be Christians is not what they ought to be. And then she stated, but before God is going to heal this land, we've got to get ourselves right with God. She quoted from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, which she said is speaking to the people of God. And there in verse 14, it says, if my people, and yes, he is, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Saints of God, in this passage of scripture, there are four demands mentioned. There's a call to humility for God's people. You see, this is important for all of us to remember. As Jesus said in another passage of scripture in Matthew 5:5, he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, we are blessed when we are humble. We as God's people must remember who the Lord is, who the Lord God is. When we humble ourselves to the Lord, we are acknowledging his lordship. We are acknowledging his headship over us and over our lives. We are admitting our weaknesses and reaching out to him for his power to bring us through. We are saying, I can't, but I know that God can. Praise our God. When we willingly humble ourselves under the hand of the Lord, we open our lives to all of God's blessings. Oh, turn with me to Matthew, the 23rd chapter, and look at what he says there. We're going to come back to Chronicles, but let us go to Matthew 23. And look at what he says in verse 12 of that scripture reading. He said, and whosoever shall exalt himself, oh, he said, shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Praise our God. Also in James, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. And also in James, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. He says these words, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And then verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Praise our God. And then we're told in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 6, these words. He said, for this cause, he said, was the gospel preached also to them? I believe I'm reading the wrong scripture here. 1 Peter 5:6. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Our humility is to be voluntary, saints. We do not humble ourselves. There may come a time when the Lord will have to humble us. Praise our God. Also in 2 Chronicles 7, there was also a call to prayer. This word means just what it says. We ought to be praying, saints of God. We are told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. It is essential for you and I to do so. Oh, we see what's going on in our world today. And our world can't pray for themselves, so we have to pray for them. Amen? Also, praying is essential in our walk. It's humility. When we pray saints, we see our own inability, and we recognize God's ability in our lives to do those things that we can't do on our own. We know that he is able to do exceeding. The word of God tells us abundantly above all that we ask or think. When we come before the throne of grace, we are coming seeking the Lord for help, the help that we need in the time of need. Praise God. This is what the word of God tells us in Hebrews, that fourth chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what he says there. He says in that scripture, he said there in verse 16, he said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Oh, saints of God, there are times we are going through something. There are times when things are happening, and they're happening quickly. But the Bible tells us that we need to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. There's no need for any of us to backslide on God when we have the throne of grace open to us at all hours of the day. There's no need for us to say, well, I couldn't live for the Lord because of all these things that were going on. No, he tells us to come boldly. Come to him boldly. Come unto him. Say, Lord, I know I can't do it on my own. Lord, I know I am weak in this area. I know, Lord God, that I need your help right now. I know, Lord, that the enemy is pressing sore at me. And then when you come boldly unto the throne of grace, he said that we may obtain mercy. Oh, we can obtain God's mercy, because you know it's by God's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. Great is his faithfulness unto you and I. And he went on to say, and find grace to help in time of need. How many of us have gone through the throne without hesitation? How many of us have gone to Almighty God in that hour of need and said, Lord, I need your help, and I need it right now? Oh, I've been there, saints of God. Oh, I've been there. I tell you, saints of God, when I failed not too long ago, and I found myself, don't know how I did it, up underneath sister's SUV. And I couldn't get up. And all I could see was my little grandbaby, 3 years old, out there, walking around on the driveway, cars going by on the street. And all I could do was yell out to the other grand, go get your mom. Because I couldn't find to get up, and then it seemed like it was taking him quite some time to get there to his mother. But then God gave me the strength. I began to pray to Almighty God, gave me the strength to be able to get up. Oh, praise our God. I know God is able. I know you can call on God, and our God will hear you, and he will answer. Because I don't have anything that's standing between God and my life. I make sure each and every day, saints of God, I check myself with Almighty God to make sure that I am right with God. You may say, well, why do you have to do that every day? I make sure. I want the Lord to search me and to try me and to see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way that is everlasting. I don't want to be outside of the will of God for one moment, for one second. I want to always be in the will of God. Don't we all want to be there? Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? As I shared with someone the other day, when they were saying to me on the phone, well, you know, you can do this, and you can do this to circumvent the government. You can do this and do all of these things because, you know, all the saints know that I'm the guardian for my needs. And I said, no, because they have a protocol that we must follow, and I'm going to follow that protocol. And this individual saying, well, that's why I don't come to church, because I am going to do the things that I want to do, and I don't want to appear to be a hypocrite. Well, you can't be a hypocrite if you're not professing anything. But I said to them, because the Spirit of the Lord reminded me of a message that we heard from our dear brother, was said beginning and ending. And I said to them, you know the beginning, but you don't know the ending. And since you don't know the ending, it behooves you to get your life right with God. None of us know when God's going to come. None of us know when we're going to die. So it behooves us to make sure our peace calling is election sure with God all throughout the day, all day long. Make sure we're in the light of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Our God is able. He's able, saints of God. You're seeing right now in our time in which we live that people need God. They've been needing him all along, but we can see it even more. All the more the days come, we can see how people need God. You know, they need God in a way that we've got to get out there. I share with Sister Blake. And the saints of God know my heart. I want to do all to the glory and honor of God. And we've all had our fish fry. We've had our fish fry for many years, and then COVID came, and we had to stop. And then Sister Melita came to me, and she said, well, you know, Sister Renee, I think we ought to have it. But prior to that, the year before, my dear brother, he had came to me and said, well, we should have, you can go ahead and have, or he did, brought it through Sister Melita that you should have the fish fry. And then this year, earlier this year, he passed and went on to be with the Lord. But then Sister Melita came, and she talked to me. She said, well, sis, I believe we ought to go ahead and have it. Oh, saints of God, I had to step out of my comfort zone. Shared that I wasn't comfortable with having it because of all the COVID. I wanted to make sure that we're going to do everything that's right because we don't want to be spreading something outside. We want to spread the word of God, but we don't want to be spreading any kind of disease. And then I got weighed myself at the feet of the cross and began to talk to Almighty God. And God began to show me the need that's in this community. The need for us to be able to reach out to these souls again. We're reaching out, yes, and we thank God for it. We're on the parking lot every fourth Saturday that the Lord allows us to be out there with the food pantry. We have the turkey giveaway later on next month if the Lord allows us to see it. We have also, we give out 100 Bibles every year around that time. And we've been giving out Bibles now, even through the food pantry, because souls are in need of the word of God. And God showed me, yes, we go ahead and have it. We've got to cut back on some things from the menu, but let us go ahead and get out there and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is in the saving business, because the word of God has to go forth. The word of God has to go forth whether COVID is in place or whether COVID is not. And it looks like COVID's going to be around, so we got to get out there, saints of God, and reach the perishing. My, my, my. Praise our God. Praise our God. Our Savior knows all things.
Yeah, he does.
He knows that people are lost and people are dying and they need to hear about him. He's all knowing. He tells us in the word of God that people are going to be lost in eternity. Turn with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter. And look at the words that are in the word of God. He says there in verse 13 of Matthew 7, and these are words to you and I. He tells us to enter in at the straight gate. Praise our God. We're living in a time that people don't want to enter in at the straight gate. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad. Oh, look at that. He said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. You see, many want to be out there in the world hopping and popping, but look at what it leads to destruction. He said, and many there be which go in thereat. He said, because straight is the gate. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. He said, few there be that find it. My, my, my. You see, according to what we just read here, the majority of people will be lost. And we must take this warning very seriously about what Jesus is saying. The Lord said that only few there be that find it. Only few people will be saved. And you may say to me, Sister Renee, how few can few be? Oh, I don't know how few can be. Turn with me to 1 Peter 3 and look at these words here. And this is just how few can be. He says there in verse 20 of 1 Peter 3, he says, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. That's just how few can be. My. I don't know how many people were back in Noah's time, but Jesus lets us know in Matthew 24, verse 36, these words. He says there, but of that day and hour, my. He said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. Knoweth no man. Know not the angels of heaven, but my Father. He went on to say there, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they let me know that there were many. There were more than just 8. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, my. I want to be in the number. Amen. Whatever that few is, I want to be in that number. Praise our God. Yeah, we can conclude from that word, from the word of God, that there was more than 8 souls. Possibly there may have been millions. However, only 8 souls or 8 people were saved back then. That's not a very good odds, saints of God. But let us be the few that God is looking for. Amen. I don't know if that's the same racial for today. And I want you to go away and say, well, Sister Renee's predicting. No, I'm just reading what the Word of God said. I'm reading it when I get into the Word of God and study and see what God shows me. That back then, that few were only 8 souls. He said, few there be that find it. And that's for our time right now. And then we're also told in Isaiah 5, verse 14. I know you all know these scriptures quite well. But he says there in that scripture, therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it, giving us an indication more going to hell than to heaven. Oh, heaven's not going to be crowded as everybody thinks it is. But he lets us know in the word of God there that hell has enlarged herself. Oh, saints of God, it's serious, amen? Mm-hmm. Serious. And also in Matthew 7, he says these words in verse 21 of that scripture there. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, not everyone. He said, that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Oh, we have a lot of friends and a lot of people that are out there right now that are saying, Lord, Lord, but they're not doing the will of God. My. Oh, saints and friends, those who are listening in, these scriptures are letting us know that the vast majority of people will spend forever and ever in the eternal fires of hell. Oh, my. Let us be ready to go. Let us be ready to meet Almighty God. You see, right now, mankind cannot comprehend how horrible that hell is going to be. You see, there are only 2 roads to eternity, heaven or hell you are choosing right now. If we miss heaven, we will be thrown into the eternal fires of hell forever. It's not going to be that you're going to go down there and just or stay down here on this earth as some want you to believe and purge yourself. Walk around until you purge yourself and get yourself ready. No, when Jesus comes back, you better have already been purged. Amen. You better already be cleaned up. Because when he comes back, He's not coming back as Savior next time. He's coming back to receive the bride of Christ. He's coming back to see, receive the church. He's coming back to receive you and I as if we're ready to go with Jesus. And then this old world, we're told in the Word of God, is going to be set on fire. It's going to burn up. What are you saying, Sister Renee? He let us know specifically in the Word of God that he is going to set this world on fire. There is not going to be another flood. There is not going to be a time for you to walk around and to purge yourself, but you better be ready when he comes back. He says there in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter in verse 10, these words, and when you're reading this epistle, I ask you to read it in its entirety when you have time at home, because when in this epistle, well, Peter is talking about the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He lets us know, because he started out this epistle by saying, I want to, he said, in which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. You see, people don't want to listen to what the message of God. People don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Oh, we've heard a couple weeks ago where somebody said, well, you have a woman pastor, and they're concerned about a woman pastor preaching the Word of God. Well, let me tell you something. Get into the Word of God and understand what the Word says. He said he would pour out his Spirit, he said, upon his sons and his daughters. And I just happen to be a daughter of Almighty God. Am I preaching the Word of God? Am I standing on the Word of God? I stand because the Spirit of the Lord has given me utterance of God's eternal Word, and the Word of God is going forth. But let us look here. He went on to say here, he said in verse 10, but the day of the Lord, he said, will come as a thief in the night. Oh, saints of God, we've said it before. A thief doesn't come and leave a sticky note and tell you, I'm coming back at midnight. A thief comes when we don't know it. He goes on to say, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent. Oh, meaning that heat is going to be intense. They thought the storm down there in Florida was intense, but the heat that's coming from the fire is going to be more intense. He went on to say here, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And that word shall mean it is a guarantee it's going to be burned up. We oftentimes used to sing that song, God is going to set this world on fire. He goes on to say there in verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved or be destroyed, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? My, saints of God, we've got to be ready to meet Almighty God. He said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My. Let us be ready to go.
Amen.
Let us keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Let us not allow these things of this world to get us off of the things of Almighty God. Let us not look around and think that we can play with the things of God. And I can try to live half in the world and half in the church. No, you're either in or you're either out. You're not straddling the fence. As some would say, it's okay to straddle. No, there's no straddling the fence of God. You are either a child of God or you are a child of the devil. And if you are living like the devil, that means you are a child of the devil. If you find a sister prayed in the prayer as she was praying, and the Spirit of the Lord was giving it to her. You see, I've never found it so where people who claim to be saved find it hard to come and fellowship with the saints of God. But then they go out and it's okay in the world to fellowship with all the enemy. You see, in our everyday life, we are out there in this world all day long. When I worked amongst those who were unsaved, who were doing ungodly things. Many of them cursing and swearing all day long. You'd hear them, even in our offices, saying things, various things coming out of their mouth. That was what we were around all day long. And then when it's time to come to the house of God, we find excuses or reasons, as Brother Bryreen tells me, not to be in the house of God. Well, there are things that will keep us from there. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Oh, you may be sick and you can't come out. Maybe something else has happened. You can't not be able to get out. But when you deliberately stay away from the house of God to pursue the things that you want, that's not of God.
Amen.
That's not of God. You see, if we miss out on heaven, it'll be because of our own faults. Amen? Yeah. Won't be because of God. Because hell is not what God does to us, but hell is what one does to themselves. You can't say, well, God sent him there. No, you sent yourself there. Because God has given you the avenue. God has given you the alternative. He's told you what you can do to make your peace calling and election sure with him, and that is to come to Jesus Christ. Oh, my, my, my. Let us make going to heaven our number one priority in this life, saints. I know some folks have a bucket list that they want to do. And those things are their number one priority. They want to climb Mount Everest. They want to do all these things. They want to get up and zip down from some place that, you know, from high up. But let's make heaven our number one priority. If you got a bucket list, have heaven up there on that bucket list. Praise our God. In our travels, when we travel down 71 South, there's a sign out there that said hell is real. Many of us have seen it. Then it asks the question, where will you spend eternity? You see, right now, people turn around and they're saying, well, there's no such thing as hell. Yeah, yes, hell is a real place. You say there's no hell, you make God out to be a liar. My Bible says in Romans 3, verse 4, let God be true and every man a liar. See, it's in the word of God. You see, Satan does not want us to believe in hell. See, that's what Satan's doing with the minds right now. He's making people not believe in the things of God. He's making people to look at the things of God. Oh, that's some, you know, man wrote the Bible. Oh, you know, some this, that. Oh, better get into the word of God and understand, as our Bible lets us know in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but what? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Yes, Satan is accomplishing his purpose in this life right now. But in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes if you continue ignoring the things of Almighty God. And it is eternal punishment. You're not going to be able to say, well, Lord, let me just see how it is. No, if you're destined for hell, that's what your destination is going to be throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. I want my destination to be the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to be with Jesus. I want to be where Jesus is. Turn with me to Mark, the 9th chapter. Praise our God. We're Jesus, I want to do everything I can to make sure I'm going to be there too, saints of God. Cut off the dross, cut off everything that is not like God. Oh, my, my, my. Let us know here if there's anything in our lives that is going to cause us to be lost. He's telling us, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Look what he says in verse 47. He said, if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell. My, my, my. Oh, but earlier, Lord, let me go back just a little bit in this scripture. The Spirit has let me go back. Look at what he was saying here. He said in verse 41, he said, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water, he was talking to his disciples. I'm going to go back to 30. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ,
Verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. My. He went on to say, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. You think about it, saints of God. There are people out there in this world right now doing all kinds of things. People are saying mean things to people. People are doing, sister was telling us downstairs, she was saying that, and I came upstairs and I heard Brother Byron saying it in the exhortation that God was giving to him. Sister said she was going to go to the store, and she said, and the Spirit of the Lord said, no. Because she was going out to Myers out there and goes to, and the Spirit of the Lord told her no. Then she said she looked at the news and found out there was two men out there were shooting at each other in the parking lot. And I heard Brother Byron, when I came upstairs, he said, maybe the Spirit of the Lord will show you not to go to the store. He didn't know Sister was downstairs sharing that story with Sister Blake and I.
Amen.
When God says don't go, don't go.
Amen.
Don't override the Spirit and say, well, I'm going to go. Or I'm going to circumvent and go around. No, don't go around God. Stay in the straightener. God said, don't go, don't go. Lord, you said for me not to go, but you know I need, but you will supply. I'll wait. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
God knows what's ahead. He knows what's down the roadway. You know, we've talked about this before, saints of God. Sometimes in the morning you get up and it seems like you can't get things together. You're running around. You can't find your shoes that were in the one place the night before when you went to bed. Or you can't find your shirt or your coat or your bag or whatever it might be. Then all of a sudden you get out there. By the time you finally get everything together and call everybody and say, I'm running late, you get out there on the roadway and there's cars piled up all over the place. God spared us of that accident. And I thank God for it. Oh, sometimes you may be running late for a reason. Allow God to let you run late. I'm not talking about those that are just habitually late, but if you are running late for a reason, sometimes there's a reason why God has you running late. He went on to say there in verse 43, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Oh, my. See, people think it's going to be a picnic down in hell. No, it's not. He said, where the worm dieth not. Well, you're going to feel everything. My. He went on to say there, and if thy foot offend thee, oh, cut it off. Now, he's in the saints of God. We had to understand what he's saying. You know, people will take this and go out and say, well, God said, cut your foot off. No, he's not telling you go out there and get an axe and cut your foot. No, that's not what he's saying. Don't allow your feet to take you somewhere that you're not supposed to be going. If you were used to going somewhere and you know things are not right there, don't allow your feet to take you there. Don't get up and walk down there and say, well, you know, God, I'm covered by. No. Sister shared with us on the other night. In the Bible study, you know how folks were going over there to the casino. And since this casino's been out there, many of us have shared stories. When I was working, the same thing was happening. Oh, everybody wanted to go to the casino. Oh, Renee, they have over at the casino, they have good salads. Well, they've had good salads at Olive Garden and all these other places before the casino came. But then they want me to go over there. Sister was sharing with us about going to the casino, getting her some chips, I believe she said they're called. And she told them no. So you got to take a stand, saints of God. We got to take a stand. If we want to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning, we've got to take a stand. God has given us the power to do that. He's given us the power to tread on serpents, to tread over the things of the devil. Are we using the power that God has given us so that we can be victorious in our walk with Almighty God? Are we using everything that God has put in the arsenal? As we learned this week, have we put on all the pieces of the armor that we're able to stand and withstand against the enemy of our soul? Oh, I know we're all out there in this world together. We've all been out there. And Jesus said in the word of God, he told his Father not to take us out of this world, but to leave us in this world. And saints of God, since we're in this world, let us learn how to get up and put on the armor of God that we may be able to stand in the evil days. Oh, praise our God.
Let us stand, having our loins girt about with the truth of God's eternal word. Let us have on the breastplate of righteousness, living a holy and righteous life, not walking around and trying to say, as the world would have us to say, oops, I didn't mean that. Oh, oops, excuse my friend. No, we ought to have on the breastplate of righteousness. People ought to see our righteousness. They ought to see that we are children of God. They ought to look at us and say, there is something different about you. You're not like everyone else. Do you know God? And then when they ask you, do you know God? Hey, be ready to give them a reason of the hope that lieth within you. Be ready to testify and tell them about Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Have on the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, which is the word of God. Brother, preach to us on the parking lot. Do we know the word of God? Do we know it enough to be able to share the word with someone else? Jesus said, my people err for not knowing the word, the scriptures. If you don't know the word, how can you hide it away in your heart? How can you share with somebody the good news about Jesus Christ? That's what it's all about. It's about sharing the gospel of Jesus, not about lifting us up, not about lifting anyone up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise our God. And he went on to say there in verse 45, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter whole into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. But if thy eye offend thee, O saints of God, he said, pluck it out. You know, we're living in a time, billboards are all over the place. All kinds of nastiness is all around us. He said, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye. Oh, some of us are looking with one eye right now than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell. Cast into hell fire where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, for everyone shall be salted with fire and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Praise our God. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, once in hell, there's not going to be no relief. There's not going to be no rest from torment. Yeah, hell is a horrible place. And it's beyond our comprehension. But we had a warning in the word of God. Jesus gave an account of it in Luke 16. I know you Bible students have read this before. Read in Luke 16. Turn with me just for a moment. If you haven't read it, I ask you to read it in your leisure. Because due to time, we can't go into all of the scripture, but I thank God we can get into some of it and God can show it. But we know the word of God told us that there was a certain man named Lazarus. And he said that he was clothed in purple and fine linen. I'm reading out of verse 19 of Luke 16. And he fared scrumptiously every day. And then he told us about a certain beggar named Lazarus. I think I said a certain man named Lazarus. He told us about a certain rich man. And then he told us about a beggar named Lazarus. You correct that. Which was laid at his gate full of sores. You think about this, saints of God. This is not some fictitious fairy tale. This is the word of God. Jesus is warning in this. He's letting you know and letting me know that in hell, people are going to be very conscious. And they're going to see everything and feel and wail and remember everything. Every time someone came to them to talk to them about the word of God. Every time someone pressed on them and said, you ought to be in the house of God. Every time someone said, you need to get your life right with God. Oh, you're going to remember it. Look at what he said. Let's go down just a little bit. I'm going to read down just a little bit, saints of God. Or read down as much as the Holy Spirit tells me to read. Let's do it that way. He says in verse 21, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sore. The dogs were licking his sore. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Oh, my, my, my. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and see if Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool down. Now he wanted to be a part of Lazarus now, but when Lazarus needed him, he didn't want to have anything to do with him. He said, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, oh, you think of these words. He said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things and likewise Lazarus evil thing. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. You see, riches don't mean that when you're gonna have it good in the end. You may have riches right now, but that's all the good you're going to see if you don't turn your life over to God. He said, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a gulf, great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, now using the word pray, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, oh my, that he may testify unto them, lest. And that word L-E-S-T means for fear that they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, oh, he's letting him know, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear that. He's letting him know God's word is sufficient.
That's right.
You better take God's word at face value.
Amen.
And what Jesus has said in the word of God. He went on to say, he said, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Saints of God, I've heard people say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, if I was back in Noah's time when he was building that ark, I would have went in. The Bible said only 8 souls went in. Just because you see there are, this is what this is saying to us. God's word is sufficient for you to believe what I'm saying to you. If they don't want to hear what Moses had to say or the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Oh, saints of God, we have a lot of work. Amen? A lot of work. I say to the lost this afternoon, these scriptures are warnings. God is calling you, old sinner, come home. I say, don't allow the devil to talk you out of coming to Almighty God. Don't think that you have time to wait before coming to God, because we don't know when he's coming back. Many that were in the land of the living on yesterday did not rise this morning. There are many souls that were caught up in a storm that swept through their communities. Many of them are dead today. What are you saying, Sister Renee? None of us know where death lies. None of us know. As Brother said at the food pantry, we have the beginning because we are here right now. However, we don't know when the end's coming. Therefore, it behooves all of us to make sure.
Amen.
Make sure our peace calling is an election sure with Almighty God. Don't think you're going to hypocrite your way into the kingdom of God, because you can't. Oh, you cannot. Jesus said these words also in Matthew 13. Turn with me there. He said in verse 41 of that scripture, he said, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You notice that, saints of God, wailing and gnashing of teeth. People constantly screaming because of the intense pain of hell. They'll be cast into outer darkness, away from the presence of Almighty God, who is the source of all light. Our God is light, saints. There's no darkness in God. We're told that in the Word of God. But in 1 John 1, verse 5, that our God is light, and in him is no darkness. So when people try to associate darkness with God, they're lying on Almighty God. But I say to the lost, hell, we are told these words, is in the midst of darkness, reserved forever. We're told that in 2 Peter, the second chapter, verse 17, that hell will be for those to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. You will not be able to forget your rejection of God. You'll know every time that you rejected Almighty God when you're there in hell. Come to Jesus. Come while you have time. Come while he is calling your name. Come while he is saying to you, today is the day of salvation. Don't wait. Don't wait. You may say, well, you know, I think I have some time and I'm going to go out here because I wanted to do this. You don't know if you'll see the light of day. You don't even know if you'll see this evening. None of us do. But now is the accepted time. He said, the day you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart. My. Also in 2 Chronicles 7, there was a call to devotion, seeking God's face. It means that we have to have a desire for God. Where we come to a place where God is number one in our lives. There's nothing else more important in our lives. Nothing else is more precious and needful to us than Almighty God. In the things that God has offered to us. I tell you, saints of God, those who were here, you know it too. Brother Levester and Brother Maurice brought this out so beautifully this past week. I truly thank God for these brothers. Oh, they brought it out beautifully. They said to us in the word, they said to us that we must be willing to submit, commit ourselves to the Lord. Turn with me to the 37th division of Psalms. Brother read this scripture the other day. He says there in the 37th division of Psalms, verse 5. But you know, there's so much good in this psalm because he lets you and I know he starts out. Let's go back to the first verse of this psalm. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, saints of God, this is a warning to us because we're living in a time right now where people are saying, well, I got to pay back. No, you don't have to pay back anyone. God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And people will say, well, I think God has taken to, let God take as long as God wants to. Amen. We serve a God who is long-suffering. Look, he suffered long with you and I. There were things we were out there doing, and God suffered long with us. So he's going to suffer long with some of them that are out there in the world. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I can't just wait. Well, remember what he said, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. God is greater than anything in this world. All you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Allow God to work it out. God will work it out. He went on to say, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Then he tells us, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Are you trusting God? Have you turned everything over to Almighty God? He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Then he tells us, there's another word there. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. Oh, you got to have a desire. You got to delight yourself. You got to want to be satisfied in God. Are you satisfied with Jesus? Praise our God. You know, people aren't satisfied today. Everybody's looking for something else and more and more and more. We have to be, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Then this is one where brother brought out, he said, commit, meaning we got to give it to Almighty God. Commit the way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. My. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. And then it tells us to rest. Rest in the Lord. Be still. Wait for Almighty God. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Don't look across the street and see, knowing that the neighbor across the street is not saved, but look at all the stuff they have. Oh, but you don't know the misery behind it. You don't know the payments they got to make on those things. He went on to say, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Then he tells us, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Oh, saints of God, some words of wisdom for you and I. Words of wisdom that God has given to us. Saints of God, in our walk with God, let us look at what has our attention. Is our attention on the things of God? Is God top priority? Because, see, if it's not God, then we've got to turn around and be careful that we're not serving the gods with a little g of this world. We want to be serving God Almighty. We've got to put God first in our life. God can't be second place, third place, but God's got to be first. You see, this is what a lot of believers have done. They're claiming to live for Almighty God, but they're pursuing after all these things in the world. Brother Byron shared with us one Sunday. He said as he goes by the ballpark here, he said he comes in, all the people there at the ballpark. Ballparks are full. When he drives by on his way to the house of the Lord, people in our world today have totally abandoned the fact that this day has been set aside for the Lord. People are doing all manner of stuff. They no longer place God first. They place ballparks and kids going to soccer matches and basketball games and various things. Their attitude is, well, you know, I want to make sure my kid is going to get all he can because he might be an NFL player. You may not be one. Not everybody that goes out for the NFL makes it. Many young people they thought were aspiring, they should have been, they're not there. That might not be the way that God wants you to go. But saints of God, let us bring our children to the house of God so they'll know about God, that they will fall in love with God. You may say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, I'm saved. My children aren't. But my Bible tells me in Proverbs 22:6 for us to train up a child in the way they should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's our duty to train up our children in the right way and make sure our children know the things of Almighty God. Also in 2 Chronicles, there was a call to purity, a call to repentance. You're told to turn from their wicked ways. I believe this phrase is self-explanatory to us. God wants his people to stop the sinning business. He did not save us for us to continue on in sin. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, came to seek and to save that which was lost, to save his people from their sin, not in their sin. He did not come for us to continue living like the devil. No, he wants us to live righteous and holy lives to Jesus Christ. Let us examine ourselves, saints of God. If we want to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within, we've got to take an examination of where we stand with God. We got to know that we are saved. Now that we are saved, we ought to be, as the Bible describes, Zacharias and Elizabeth in Luke 1, verse 6. It says these words, that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Are we there? Amen. If we are, let us stay there. Let us walk before the Lord and all the commandments and ordinances of God, and let us be blameless. Let us do what God has said for us to do in the Word of God. Saints of God, we're truly blessed. Amen. God is looking for his people to be settled in our hearts, that we can say, live or die, I am the Lord. Many times people right now are drifting away from God. They've turned from God, and they've turned to this world because this world is where their mind is set. But let us not drift away from Almighty God. Let us stand on the truth of God's word. Let us keep the fire burning within, the Holy Spirit fire, so that we know that we are right with Almighty God. I know we've got more to give in this message because the Lord showed me that this message could go on. We'll close out right here, saints of God. But let us stand. Let us know where we stand with God. Let us know that we are settled in the things of Almighty God, that we have settled it as the Word of God said, live or die, I am the Lord. In order for us to keep the fire burning within, we got to do all we can. We got to study, read God's Word, meditate upon it, fellowship one with another, and be where God would have us to be.
You know, there's a song that we sing, and he said, when my king shall, when may he find me in my place, when my king shall call for me with a loyal heart, doing well my part, when my king shall call for me. Can God find us in our place? Does God know we have a loyal heart? And I say to the lost this afternoon, this song the Lord gave me as we bring this message to a close. It's a song we've sang, Saints of God. And it says, sin can never enter there. It says, heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within its gates are pure, from defilement kept secure. Sin can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last, when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, you must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below, heaven's grace refuse to know, but you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. If you cling to sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair. To the regions of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost, sin can never enter there. And the refrain says, sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment bar, sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. God bless you is my prayer.
My Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. We dare not waste time serving the devil.
Amen.
We cannot give him our time and our talents and expect for the Lord to welcome. We cannot give the devil our time and our talents and expect for the Lord to welcome us when we've lived our life for the devil. Amen. This pastor was talking, there's another song that came to me, to be ready when he comes. Because if we're not ready, then that region of the lost will be our abode throughout all of eternity. And that song says, there's awful danger in delay.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready when he comes.
My.
Will you cast your only hope away? Be ready when he comes. Because Jesus is the last best hope that we have in this life. He's the last best hope that we have. I believe there's a place in the Word of God that says, blessed is the man whose hope the Lord is.
Amen.
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 Let us stand. We have to maintain our hope in God.
Amen, amen.
Amen. And we can't do that by serving the devil.
Amen.
Amen. What shall we sing?
386.
In the worship of the Lord, 386. That's why we have to keep, once we get the fire of the Holly Spirit burning within us, we've got to keep it. We've got to keep it burning.
Only trust.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Come every soul, my sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest. I trust in his word. Oh, we trust him.
In order to serve the Lord, we've got to trust the Lord. We've got to trust him to be saved. And once we're saved, we have to continue to trust him. Otherwise, unbelief will creep in. So many times, Pastor Jenkins recites a scripture that tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And to run with patience the race that is set before us. We don't want unbelief to frustrate our grace. We don't want unbelief to sneak in and little by little begin to dismantle our trust in God. We've got to trust him. Amen. We're told that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So we understand that we can be converted, but to receive the full redemption, soul and body, we've got to trust him. And in that way, we'll be truly, truly saved. Amen. Is there anyone who has a need? Anyone who has a need. Amen. 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 We've got to trust him.
Amen.
Even though our eyes may not see what the Lord is working out on our behalf. Amen. Amen. There's a hymn that we sing that says, God's way is best, I will not murmur. Although the end I may not see, where'er he leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best for me. That's our trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Only trust.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way. That leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now.
Amen. 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 Praise our God. When we truly want salvation,
amen.
We truly want salvation, and we come to an altar with our honest heart, confessing our sins and repenting of our sins, asking God to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord doesn't say, make an appointment, come back at another time, and we'll talk some more about it. That's not the way the Lord receives us. Amen. When we come repenting Amen. And the Lord knows our hearts.
He does. Amen.
And he knows when we mean business for him.
Amen.
And we're told that he that cometh to God, the Lord will in no wise cast out. Amen. We have to make sure that our heart, that we're truly wanting to stay with the Lord. We come seeking the Lord, and we manifest to the Lord that, Lord, I want to stay with you no matter what. No matter, Lord, what may come, no matter what suffering that I may have to go through. Even as Job said, Lord, live or die, I am the Lord's. Amen. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. How many understood the message today? Amen. Amen. I got my portion. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his word today. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for all of your word that was given to us today. We thank you, dear God, for every portion. We thank you, Lord. We think about it in terms of a meal, Lord. We thank you for every course that was brought. And, Lord, we receive it with gladness, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you've given it, Lord, to nourish our hearts and our souls, to nourish our minds, dear Lord, to help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee, Lord, so that you may keep us in perfect peace, Lord, even as we trust in you. We thank you, dear God, for the message, and we thank you, Lord, for your messenger, dear God, our dear sister. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word at all times, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us mindful of it. Thank you, Lord, for stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance, Lord. Lord, that we may know, dear God, how to serve you, how to live for you, dear God, how to be examples of believers, dear Father. Lord, that we truly, Lord, may be examples, Lord, of those who have unending faith in thee.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. Bless us, Lord, in our souls and, Lord, in our hearts. And Father, Lord, if there are those, Lord, who are not saved, who heard this message, if there are those, Lord, who have not surrendered to you, dear God, those who heard this message, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would seek you, Lord, while you may be found. Help them, Lord, to realize, dear God, that they are highly favored for having heard such a message of salvation. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they might know, dear Lord, that they have an opportunity, Lord, to come to you, dear God.
Amen.
Just by believing, dear God, on your word, to believe it to be, Lord, your word and knowing that it is truth and that it is able to save their very souls. But, Lord, also help them to know, Lord, that they're going the same word that they heard. They will meet in the judgment. And so, Lord, if they do not surrender, dear God, Lord, they may think that they are done with your word, but, Lord, your word is not done with them. For, Lord, that is the word that's going to judge them at the last day. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, and help them to know, dear God, that it's able to save their souls, dear God. But also, Lord, it will be their condemnation, Lord, if they don't measure to it. Lord, we're praying for souls this day, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to speak to hearts. Lord, continue, Lord, to strengthen our hearts, dear God, to hold on to thee, dear God. Lord, either until, Lord, you call us, Lord, into eternity, or, Lord, until we see the Son of Man coming with the clouds. Have your way in us, dear Lord, and help us, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, Lord, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, we ask, Lord, your continued touch upon Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, dear God, and giving her the strength to stand this day, dear God, and to deliver her soul, dear God. We pray, Lord, you would continue to be with her and bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. For, Lord, we know, Lord, she was trusting you today, dear God, to stand and preach your word. We know, Lord, that she was trusting you, dear God, Lord, to give her utterance. We know, dear God, Lord, that she's continuing to trust you, Lord, to use her according to your divine will. And so we thank you, Lord, Father, that you blessed her and gave her the strength this day, Lord, to preach your word to us. We thank you, Lord, because you love us so much, dear God. Lord, that you allowed us to hear this word, dear God, that you have ordained for us to hear this day. So help us, Lord, to be ever obedient to your divine word. Lord, help us, Lord, to speak a word, Lord, to some soul who needs you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins. Bless us, Lord, and make us a blessing. And, Lord, we give you the glory now and forevermore. This we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word today. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Amen. 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 Praise. Amen, amen, amen. Praise our God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. What is out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, I have perfected praise.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. I appreciate what you said, Sister Holmes. You said, I appreciate the word of God, even though you're not a babe. But we always want to be at a point where we can receive the word of God. Amen. As children of God. Because if we get to the place where we can't receive it, then we've gotten jaded and there's some work that needs to be done.
Amen.
Some altar work that needs to be done. So, amen. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Holmes. And I appreciate it too. Amen. For our announcements, for Sunday, October 2nd, meditation found in Job chapter 34, verses 21 and 22. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always available for donations. And the fact that we are now in October means that the turkey giveaway is next month. So continue to pray. The community fish and chicken fry will be this Saturday, October 8th, from noon until 4 p.m. And scripture text will be spoken and food, physical food, will be served. So spiritual food and the word and physical food will be served. Please come to help set up in the church parking lot between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. So between 9 a.m. and 12 noon will be set up. And then the chicken and fish fry itself will begin at noon and go until 4 p.m. Amen. The Lord has blessed us with another beautiful Bible study under the teachers, facilitators, Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake. What a blessing this past week was. We look forward to another meeting in spring 2023, Lord willing. This is choir rehearsal following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be 7 p.m. by phone. And remember to let your phone rest by turning it off 1 hour before service, or more time, more than just 1 hour before service, if needs be. Then turn it back on in time for the calls. And please mute your phones. And please pray for our Brother Byron Johnson. This is the first Wednesday of the month, so please bring a scripture to read. And also please pray for those who will be bringing the Word of God on Saturday as well. Happy birthday blessings this week. Tomorrow, October 3rd, Brother Levester Jackson. So Brother Jackson, if you're still on the line, happy birthday. Amen. We thank God for you. Our thought for today, you take your kids to the mall to meet Santa. Why not bring them to church to learn about Jesus who died for our sins? Amen. Amen.
Sister, the turkey giveaway is going to be on, Lord willing, Saturday, November the 12th.
The turkey giveaway will be on Saturday, November the 12th. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, thank God for His goodness to us this day. Truly, He's been good to us. Amen. He has fed us with His word from on high. Yes, Sister Millicent.
It's usually at 9 o'clock. We don't have to do any setup because normally on Friday, that Friday, we come over and we just put the trailer in the garage with the turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have all the bags because we'll be here on those, Lord willing, on those prayer meeting days, and we've got enough prayer meeting saints that are here to pack the
bags. We'll have to pack the bags, the things that go in the bags, the cans of yams and the green beans and cranberry sauce and potato buds and the stuffing mix, those still have to be purchased.
Yeah.
And then the bags will get packed on that Tuesday, and there will be, Lord's will, 100 bags. So thank the Lord. We'll try to make it so that it's as efficient as possible. We'll try to make it efficient as possible. By the grace of God. Amen. If all minds are clear, we'll stand to be dismissed. Sister Millicent, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we come once again to say thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. This is an amazing day, the Lord's Day, God. Father, from this morning, come to bless us and study from Joseph.
Father, we just thank you for all that you've done. God, you to manifest your word to us, dear Father, throughout the day and into our morning service, dear Father. Bless their God. Minister Jesus, sit before us and proclaim the truth of your precious word. Help us to convene and hide it in our hearts, dear God, that we might not sin. Help us to walk in the light that is shown in us and has been shown us our time. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Bless us, keep us, dear Father. Bring us back at the next appointed time. We ask that you bless us as we travel home, give us safety as we go. We ask you in all blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, shall we all accept.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Sister Avery.